Good morning, my friends, or good evening, or good night, wherever part you are in the world. Trust all you guys are doing well. It's been a while. Today, September 12th, 2022. And I'm over here trying to make this quick podcast for you guys to help you guys strive your goals. Today, I wanted to talk about my title of this is going to be Stop Letting People Rent Space in Your Head. Stop letting people rent space in your head. And I know you probably heard this already, but I wanted to talk about it. And I tell you a scenario that happened to me on Friday evening. I don't know, around 7:30 in the evening, roughly. I was doing an exercise. I've been CrossFitting for close to 6 months now, which I love, which I recommend, you know. I'll talk about that some other time. But the workout started out with, you know, normal stretching and you know, warming up. And then we got into 10 sets of 10 reps, which is 100 reps of deadlifts, which are rough. And then after that, we had to go outside and walk lunge. If you don't know what lunges are, you can look it up. 400 meters. Think about that. 400 meters. I hate lunges, but I love the results, right? That they give you, the benefits. 400 meter lunge walk. Crazy, 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 crazy. So it was about 6-7 of us. I wasn't the oldest one. I'm in my 40s. I wasn't the youngest one. Well, anyways, we start out this walk and lunge, you know, little by little, right? As much as we can. And I'm in pretty decent shape. I never done lunges this far like this or ever like this. I always done it in the gym. And the last time, I guess they performed this was 2 years ago. So I went on. And it's a little bike trail that people, you know, ride their bikes or walk their kids or whatever they do through that trail. And couple elderly ladies drove their bikes by us and keep going, guys. You could do it, you know. So anyways, as I'm going probably like close to halfway to going the distance to turn back around, I see this lady. I can't tell her age. She probably was, I don't know, late 50s, early 60s. It was getting dark already, right? Out here in New England. And she goes, wow. Wow, you could do it, right? Something like that. She said, I can't really determine what she was saying. She was with a little cart, like a child's cart. Maybe it was a grandkid or whatever she was pushing around. But anyways, on my way back, you know, obviously I caught up to her again and she's like, oh my God, that's a lot of squats, which they're not squats, they're lunges. I'm like, it's okay, mind over matter, gotta do what you gotta do. And then she's like, oh my God, you guys are crazy, how are you gonna stretch? And she's putting all these negative thoughts, right? That's what people do. I'm normal. I'm not going to say I don't do it either, right? But I try to catch myself when I do that. It's so much. That's hard. That's too many. How are you going to stretch? So anyway, she's saying all these things and I'm ignoring her because number one is she probably never exercised in her life. Nothing against that. Hey, that's up to her. Number two, have you family members that done it? Or friends that done it? Maybe yes, maybe no, right? But who are you to tell me, right, that I could do this exercise or not? You don't know my age. You don't know how long I've been doing this. And the reason I'm saying there's nothing against her, but that's what people do. So anyways, as I'm crossing the line, right, as I'm almost making it, right, I'm probably like, I don't know, 3/4 down to make it. One of my partners, one of the girls that, you know, had finished the exercise, where she's, you know, she's been doing it for a while, she's good at it. comes back running to me because I see from far away that the lady is talking to, you know, part of our group, right? And I'm not gonna lie, I was the last one to finish, right? So anyways, she comes back, this one of my partners, right? And she goes, "You better show that effing lady," right? Because she, you know, I want to clear this, right? "That who you made of," because she said, "Who, poor old guy, remember, I'm in my 40, poor old guy, he's dying out there. And how is he going to make it? He's not going to make it. He's tired, blah, 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 right?" And my friend is like, "You better show her that you could do it. You better show her that my normal matter, that you could do this, and we all could do this if we put our mind to it." So she guided me right next to me while I was lunging, pushing me to the finish line. And why am I saying this compared to business or life or anything out there? It's because you got those freaking people, those naysayers, those people that rent space in your head so you can believe what they tell you. You believe their thoughts, their belief, whatever they come up with, they try to throw that at you, and then you create a space in your head to start believing their BS. You know? And I finished that 400 meter lunge, walking lunge, which was hard as hell, right? I didn't do it for the lady. I did it for me and the team, right? Did she motivate me after my friend told me that, you know, she was looking down at me? Absolutely, even more. But what I'm saying, guys, anything you do in life, there's gonna be people just like that lady, that they didn't know where I came from, they didn't know how long I've been doing CrossFit, they didn't know my age. She put all these things together to say, "Poor Alex, he's old. It's too much for him. He's not gonna make it. How is he gonna stretch?" All these freaking excuses, guys. Isn't that a waste of freaking time to determine somebody's abilities or success in something? You know how many people out there do this on an everyday basis, over and over and over, and we out here accepting this bullshit, excuse my language, accepting this, accepting their excuses that they can't do this, their excuses that they can't believe that a human being could do whatever they want, right? But you know what? We got to create it up there, right? Whatever belief you believe in, created this amazing body to do whatever the hell we want, as long as you put the work into it. Yes, some people might take longer. Who cares? Yes, some people might finish faster. Who cares? As long as you do it. As long as you don't quit. So hopefully this message will give you power enough to say, you know what? F you. I don't need your opinion. I'm going to block what you're saying to me, because I know I can make this happen. So stop letting people rent space in your head. Take care. Be blessed.